Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was talking to my friend, a girlfriend of mine, and, you know, about MEA weekend. And I was like, hey, girl, we're going to get in the RV and we're going to take a trip. And, you know, we're going to go to Keesler's campground and let the kids have, you know, just kind of one more fun RV trip before we winterize it. Did, you know, you and your family want to join us? And she was frantic. She's like, oh, my God, girl, I got to go. I got to go. We're going to Howard. And then while we're up that way, we're going to George Washington University. And then we're going to go over to Morgan State University. And I was like, wait, what? Why are you so stressed out? Why are you doing all this visiting and going to all these, you know, colleges over MEA weekend? And she was like, well, I got to get to them. And you know, we've got 3 days and then we're trying to get back Sunday so we can go to work on Monday. And is Andrew going to... Are y'all not visiting any colleges? Not going to any universities? What's Andrew doing? I said, child, Andrew is going to Daugherty Family College right there at the University of St. Thomas, downtown Minneapolis. There are smaller classes. I can afford the tuition. And it's a good fit for him. He's getting ready to graduate. He's a senior this year at Park High School, and he's not sure what he wants to do. And so I said, you know what? You can go to Daugherty. They've got 2-year degree programs, and you can get that small classroom attention and teachers without me having to spend a bunch of money while you figure this thing called life out. Okay. And we're not taking no gap year. You're going to go your butt to college somewhere. So he's going to Daugherty Family College. And we're not going to be crisscrossing the country, stressing out, trying to get from one location to another. We're not spending all that money on plane tickets and wasting our 2 good days off. We're going to go right there to Daugherty. And you know, on the flip side of that, I was talking to one of my church members. And, you know, I didn't realize the pressure that a lot of parents are under. The social media, man, it is a mess for folks. You know, a girlfriend of mine confided in me that, you know, as she watches, you know, some of our colleagues who have kids who are seniors in high school this year, she wishes she could go to Stanford or, you know, University of Michigan or, you know, Colorado. And everybody wants to go to Colorado because Coach Prime, you know, she wishes she could go to those colleges, but she can't. And she doesn't want her daughter to go back to school after MEA weekend, not having visited any universities. And so, you know, we just kind of did some digging, and it turns out that, you know, where Andrew's going over at Daugherty on Friday during MEA weekend, they're having an open house. They're giving tours, and you can talk to teachers and you know, current students, and they're going to provide lunch. And so I was like, why don't you go over here? And then that way your baby does not have to go back to school and listen to, you know, all their classmates talk about the colleges they visited. And then your daughter has to sit back and listen. She can have that same experience without you having to spend a whole bunch of money. And so I wanted to make sure that I got the right information out to my listeners and the folks who trust and follow me. So I invited the dean of Dougherty Family College, Dr. Buffy Smith, to join me. And she is here courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Dr. Buffy, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you, Ms. Shaletta. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to invite high school juniors and seniors and their family and loved ones to truly experience what it's really like to be a scholar at Dougherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. One thing I wanted to emphasize, so family's in our college name, of course, and I refer to our scholars as Ohana. And Ohana really means that no one gets left behind. And so that is what we're trying to say, that if there are juniors and seniors out there and their family and their loved ones, and you're feeling like you want to do a college tour, I want you to know that you don't have to leave home. You don't have to leave the state to have a great culturally affirming and a rigorous and diverse college experience. You can have that same experience and more, I would argue, at Dougherty Family College. So we're inviting the community to come out, be with us this Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and get a real, true college experience and see what it means to be a scholar at DFC.
And, you know, I have a lot of teachers who are listening, a lot of counselors who also listen, and they have those high school juniors and seniors whose parents can't afford to travel for MEA weekend and take them off to, you know, some big giant school. But they still want that experience of having visited a college campus for MEA weekend. And it's all about being able to come back and talk to your friends about it, being a part of that conversation. And I want you to talk to me about what Friday, this Friday, the 20th, would look like for any of the high school juniors and seniors who show up, who come out from 10 to 1 and experience Dougherty with their family.
Well, we'll start off with our admissions presentation. So we'll highlight what makes Dougherty Family College special and unique. We'll talk about our cohort model. That's really important for us. But in essence, a cohort is a group of 25 to 30 scholars. They're taking all their classes together. They have that built-in accountability and support. They provide peer mentoring for one another. They have a strong sense of belonging and community or family. But then that cohort of scholars are also, they're assigned a faculty and staff mentor. And this is key because this faculty and staff mentor will make sure they're meeting with every scholar in that cohort at least one time a month to provide intensive mentoring. And then the faculty and staff mentor meets with the entire cohort at least one time a month to make sure those scholars get the support that they need. Now, that's more mentoring at the peer level and the faculty staff level than most scholars receive in their college experience. During the admission process, we will, of course, address the issue of finance. We are very intentional about making sure that the services that we provide our scholars, most of the time they see them as free, but we make sure it's very affordable. So when a scholar completes that FAFSA or Minnesota Dream Act, you will find that based on your what the federal government says your financial income should be or contribution should be based on your family's household income, most of our scholars are still, they're Pell eligible, so 82% of our scholars receive significant assistance because of their household income. Most of our scholars, you will find, are still paying between $1,000 or up to maybe $3,000 out of pocket. And last year, Ms. Shaletta, last year, 70% of our graduating scholars only pay, 70% of them were zero student loan debt. So that means the majority, the vast majority of our scholars are coming away with a rigorous Catholic school education from the University of St. Thomas, owing zero student loan debt. You'll get all of that information during our presentation. We'll talk about our paid internship program. That means paid as in between $16 to $22. Most of our scholars are earning about $18 to $20. That's part of our program that we offer. We have the same rigorous curriculum. So when you talk about going to Stanford, Michigan State, or Colorado, our rigor is the same rigor as the University of St. Thomas. The only difference is that our scholars also are taught from a culturally sustaining pedagogy. That means we make sure that our readings, our assignments reflect the rich cultural diverse background of our scholars. And if I can, I just want to say this. Our scholars reflect the rich community that we're trying to serve. Over 90% of our scholars identify as being Black, Indigenous, or people of color. Over 80% are first-generation college students. So in addition to all of those things you'll hear in the admissions, they'll talk about, yes, the free two meals a day, yes, the free laptops, yes, the free Metro Pass, yes, the free textbooks. But you'll really be able to listen to current scholars talk about their experience at Dougherty Family College. You'll be able to talk to faculty and staff. They're the engine of Dougherty Family College. So you'll know who are going to take care of your son and daughter as they attend Dougherty Family College. And of course, as you said, it's about family. And what type of family event would you have without food? So yes, we will provide lunch for every family member and scholar that comes next Friday from 10 to 1 p.m.
Okay, and I want to make sure folks know where to go. dfc.stthomas.edu, and that's STTHOMAS.edu. When you go to the website, it pops up and it talks about the 2-year associate's degree program that you have there, where students can, you know, use that towards their success immediately, or it's a smooth transition for a 4-year college degree. Dr. Buffy, I just can't thank you enough for the options that you are providing for our community at Dougherty Family College. I tell you, I know that my child is going to be in good hands. He'll be there on Friday with Sean so that he can make sure to get all the information that he needs. And a couple of the kids in our community are coming with him. So thank you so much for not just making this available, but making us aware that it is available.
Thank you, Ms. Shaletta. Thank you for all you do in the community.
All right. And you all stick around. We've got more to come. Be sure to keep it right here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Steve Thompson is out today, but I just found out my good friend Chris Tubbs will be here, and I can't wait to hear his show. Chris Tubbs is an amazing broadcaster, and a lot of times you all will hear him, you know, behind the scenes chiming in every now and again because he's on the board and, you know, he's putting in the guests and making sure to upload the podcast. But he is an amazing broadcaster in his own right. So he will be joining us. Steve Thompson is off today, but Chris Tubbs, a very capable replacement, will be joining you as soon as my show is done. And, you know, I have to tell you, today we are doing something as a family that I was just like, you know, my people are done picking. Yeah, we're not going out in the field picking, but somehow in Minnesota, it's just a cool thing to go out into the field and pick. Mm. Okay, so I'm gonna just tell you, not such a fan of the apple orchard. And I know, you know, it's traditional and, but I need you to see it from my perspective. We got out the fields and it was never my intention to go back. But my kids are having a great time out at the apple orchard. Our church planned a trip there for the kiddos who are in the choir. And so they got to, you know, get on the church bus. And I, you know, of course, had to leave early to come do this show. But they are having a blast. They're on the tire swing. They're, you know, there's a little playground there. They get a hay ride. And I'm glad that I went and saw it, because at first invite, going out into the field and picking fruit was not on my bingo card. Can I just say that to you? I was like, no and hell no. You know, we did a lot of fighting in this country to get my people off the field, and I don't ever want to go back. But apparently it is a fun tradition. And so we, you know, the kids wanted to go. They want to be with their friends from church, and they get to ride the church bus. And so I said, okay, all right, okay, we'll go check it out. And they are having a fun time. I'm going to be sure to post those pictures on my social media pages during the next break so you can check it out. But, you know, and it seemed like, and I don't know, but it seemed like as soon as I turned my back and came to work, they started having more fun. I don't know if it's just me. I really don't know. But it just seemed like my kids are having more fun without me. When did your kids get there? Because my kids got there today. I noticed that today. It used to be that, you know, we would all have fun together. And they were like, Mom, is it time for you to go to work? And I'm like, hey, why are you rushing me? It's not time for me to go to work. I have 20 more minutes. Well, we don't want you to be late. And I was like, I'm not going to be late. I know how long it takes. I put it in the GPS. I'm good. I got 20 more minutes. Well, why don't you go early and you can have some tea and you can get there and get settled? We don't want you rushing. And I'm like, you know what's rushing? You rushing me away. Why do you want me gone? What do you got planned? Are you plotting to kill me or something? What's going on at the apple orchard that you want me to leave? And that's when it hit me. My kids are having fun without me. Maybe even more fun. Like, it used to be a time where they would see me and say, hey, there goes Mom. Hi, Mom. Now they're like, hey, there goes Mom. I don't know when we got there. But I remember the best piece of parenting advice that I ever got was from my friend Jeff Ealing. He is a reporter in Houston at Channel 13, KTRK, the home of Marvin Zindler. And he told me, whatever you want to teach your kids, teach it to them before they turn 11. Because once they turn 11, they don't want to hear anything else you have to say. And I thought, now that's not true. But at the time, my kids were all under 8 years old. And his kids were preteen and teenagers. And I remember he'd be trying to tell them something and they didn't want to hear it. And, you know, he'd try to call for them and they just keep walking. And I'm like, what is going on? What kind of dad is he? This is crazy. I don't know what's going on. He doesn't love his kids and his kids don't love him. Something's happened. The preteen years are the start. It's how it all starts. It's where it begins. When your kids go from being happy to see you to just seeing you, then they see through you. Because I'm telling you, my body, my life, my hormones are not set up for a 17-year-old son. I wasn't ready. I was not prepared. I thought this boy would always love me. He would always want to kiss me on the lip. He would always want to hug. He would always let me rub his head. Now, I can't touch his hair. He doesn't want to be anywhere near my lips. And the hugs are one-handed with a few fingers sprinkled in. There's no more like bear hug unless, and I can always tell when he wants something. You know, my mama instinct kicks in because all of a sudden dishes get washed without having to ask about it. Beds are made without me badgering him. You know, he's doing something goofy like cleaning my windows on the car or taking the trash out without it overflowing. And that's when I'm like, oh, okay, what do you want? You want to go Valley Fair? What is it? You want to go to the Halloween little maze, the corn maze over in Cottage Grove? What's going on? You want to go to the pumpkin patch? What's happening? Now he's borrowing money. So adult almost, you know, he's borrowing money. So now I can kind of tell what's going on. But I tell you, my kids got me out of that apple orchard like nobody's business. And now the pictures that I took when I was there, I'm kind of smiling. You know, this is a fake smile. Mom's taking a picture. She's probably going to put it on social. Let's look happy. You ought to see the difference. I'm going to put up the before and after pictures because the smiles they're showing now is like they won the Minnesota lottery. We'll be right back. You know, when...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
COVID happened. We realized who the most important folks in our community were. They started calling them essential workers. They were critical to the survival of our economy. And these were also called frontline workers. And we started applauding them for the very first time. These were people that a lot of us look down on. The folks who were working the front counter at the Family Dollar, working the register, nurses, doctors. These were the people who got our trash, the postal workers. These were the people in the nursing homes. We started applauding them. But none of them, especially for someone like me who has three small children, none of them were as important as childcare providers. The nurses can't get to work if the childcare providers don't make sure that their kiddos have somewhere safe to stay while they work. The doctors can't get to where they need to go. The clinicians, the lab techs. During COVID, for me, the most critical workers were those childcare providers. And they kept going, risking their own lives to make sure that the children in our community, whose parents still had to go to work, were cared for and was safe. And so I just marvel at that. I marvel at the fact that these men and women who had, child care centers at their homes, opened their homes up. And these are solopreneurs. A lot of them work there on their own. And they have a certain number of children. And they didn't let that number go down during COVID. They didn't turn kids away. Critical workers, frontline workers, essential workers. We were tipping our hat to them then. But as, things started opening up, we started forgetting how critical these folks were to making sure that our economy was still up and running, to making sure that the folks who had to go to work, who couldn't take off, who couldn't stay in the house, had somewhere for their kiddos to go while these nurses and doctors worked 12, 24, sometimes 48-hour shifts. And so when I found out about an event coming up on October 21st at Park Event Center in Waite Park, Minnesota, that celebrates and helps and nurtures childcare providers. Oh, honey, I said, you know what, we're going to talk about this. So I did some digging and I found out who is in charge of it. And I am so glad to welcome Lisa Thompson, the Ombudsman for Family Care with the Minnesota, the state of Minnesota. She is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much, Lisa, for being here on the Shaletta Show.
Hi, Shaletta. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about family child care with you.
Now, you have to tell me, how did this event all come about? Because you are at the Office of Ombudsman for Family Child Care Providers with the state of Minnesota. And this event is coming up next week and in Waite Park. And it is a couple of days of self-care for child care providers. It's a two-day conference.
That's right. One of the most common things I heard in groups of providers after those long years of isolation with COVID is how much they miss being around other people who share the same work that they do. You know, family child care is already a pretty isolating profession. These are folks who, generally speaking, work in their home and they're alone all day with children. And no coworkers to bounce ideas off of, you know, no one to do the shopping and bring the food. They got to do that on their personal time. What was really missing for folks was that connection with other people. You know, we caregivers are really, people focused, and having that isolation just compounded by COVID really sorely left a void for child care providers. And people were starving to get back in person, see each other in 3D, and be able to have those kind of conversations to celebrate the work we do, you know, share the challenges that we face, and, learn together. You can take an online class and keep your hours up for requirements, but you don't get that education or professional development depth that you get in person, sharing conversations and discussions with other people.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for.
And I am so glad that you all are doing this because, you know, who's going to take care of the caregivers? You know, how do the caregivers take care of themselves? Talk to me about what's going to be happening over those 2 days for this event for child care providers.
Well, it is the 20th and 21st in the middle of the state because we have over 6,000 child care providers across the state of Minnesota. We have hours, up to 17 hours of professional development training. We have some just outstanding keynote speakers and trainers. Of course, we have you coming to bring, some self-care for the caregivers and share some laughter, encourage people to laugh with each other and share that kind of community and connection. But we also have, in addition to the training, we have great food because these are folks who cook all day long and they're cooking for kids. And it's such a treat to finally have someone else cooking and cleaning up after you and having a great meal together. But we're also going to have some pampering activities, get some henna designs on your hands and, polish some nails, get some hairdo refresh. So just really taking care of the caregivers.
And I appreciate that because, these child care providers, they are educating our kids. They're loving them. They're making sure they have a safe space. And then, you know, the parents come and we pick our kids up and we say, all right, girl, see you tomorrow. And they still got their own families. They still got their own kids to take care of and cook for. And, you know, oftentimes we do forget that. And so I'm glad that somebody is pouring into them and giving them an opportunity to know that they are valued and they are appreciated and what they do matters.
Absolutely. You know, this office, the Ombuds Office for Family Child Care Providers, was just created last year. And this, one of the things that is important to me in this role is bringing that appreciation and recognition for the hard work that these folks are doing, helping to raise Minnesota's children with parents and supporting parents in their role. Up until now, usually the conferences that did happen were, you know, organized by other family child care providers. So these are the folks who then they're giving appreciation to other other folks who do the same work, but yet they're adding to their heavy load that they're already doing. So this position, this office has given me the platform to be able to take that burden off of them and still be able to give them that recognition and appreciation that they so deserve. As a family child care provider for 25 years, I know what it's like to, you know that there's a need, and yet there's just, it's just us to fill that need.
Well, I think that, you know, the one thing that I appreciate is that you have done the work. You know, a lot of times people put these things on and they haven't done the work. They haven't been on the front line. They haven't been in the trenches. But you've got over two decades of experience doing this work. When you put this conference together, the Shaping the Future, it's a fully in-person training conference, especially for family child care providers, October 20th and 21st. And it is in Waite Park. It's going to be an amazing time for child care providers. They're going to be able to connect with other providers, address the needs for accessibility and high quality professional development, you know, celebrate the hard work of those providers, but also, you know, give them an opportunity to offer input on issues facing this profession, because it is a profession. It is, you know, you are offering that professional development. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think the 20, 30, 40 years ago, even today, some people still have the attitude that, or the idea that someone taking care of children in their home is, you know, sitting back, plopping them in front of the TV and eating bonbons all day. And this is an industry, a work sector of men and women who are devoted to the education of our youngest children. And this is where the majority of their brain development happens. This is where their lifetime of learning, the foundation of that, is developed. And when we talk about, oh, a college education costs, doesn't cost as much as childcare, well, I think that's where we should be putting that much money in. This is going to affect how they learn in college, making sure that they have the best start. And that doesn't just come out of instinct. You know, caring for children, of course, not everyone has the skill set for that. Mm-hmm. And so instinct, but it's a lot about educating and learning and continuing to learn about how the new research shows how important relationships are to brain development, for example.
Now, there are some folks who are listening and they want to get more information. This office that you're in is newly created, and I need as many people who have an interest in this, who are connected to children in early education and early intervention. You know, I've got three kids with autism, and the one thing they keep talking about is early intervention is the key. Early intervention is the key. And that starts with our child care providers. And so for people hearing about your office for the first time, let us know how we can connect with you, Ms. Lisa.
Well, they can call me directly, my Lisa.Thompson info@state.mn.us or giving me a call at 612-322-2241. And I connect, if people are interested in starting their own childcare program, I can connect them with all the incredible resources that are available in Minnesota. If they're already a license holder for childcare, I can connect them with resources for people currently licensed and help them out with whatever their issues may be.
Well, I thank you for helping us out, providing us with this information, and then allowing me to be a part of this event. I feel so honored that I'll get a chance to come and spread some laughter and love and light with these childcare providers as they, you know, go through these professional development courses and connect with one another to go back into their homes to just be a blessing to so many children.
Well, we're so excited to have you, and I'm really looking forward to sharing some more laughter with you.
All right. We will see you soon in just a little over a week. So I appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. And you all stick around. The Halloween candy, they're trying to make it healthy. Really? Come on. Let's go. We're going to talk about this next. What you want is Halloween candy. What you don't need is healthy Halloween candy. Listen, I got four kids, and there are two times in the year that I expect them to get sugared up. One is Easter, the other is Halloween. And, you know, I just don't appreciate anybody taking that fun from the kids. They've got a story in USA Today about the most healthy Halloween candies. What is the healthiest Halloween candy? Halloween is not about healthy. You got November the 1st to be healthy. You got October the 30th to be healthy. Halloween is about getting as much sugar in your system as you can possibly get. You start out early with the Halloween party at school where you get your treats and your candy and your Snicker bars and whatever you can get from your teacher, and you eat that sugar. And then you come home and you eat that sugar again after dinner, and then you get dressed up and you go out and you get more sugar. It's a sugar time. It's a sugar high. I think as adults, we need to let these kids have as much fun as possible, because I just don't appreciate these stories that are being written in national newspapers about what are the healthy Halloween candies. Listen, just go to Hy-Vee. Pick up the bags that you've always picked up. M&M's, Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, gummies, chocolates. Put them in a bowl. When my kids come by, give it to them. Okay? I don't want to come to your house and you hand my kids an apple or a banana or orange, and then you look at me and then you want to judge me as a parent because I'm looking for sugar. Yes, I'm looking for sugar. I don't want your healthy treats. I don't want your non-sugar substitute snacks for my kids. Don't give me crackers and goldfish. It is Halloween. Okay. And also don't judge me as a parent because I am looking for the sugar. But this, I mean, they're talking about healthy Halloween candies, top nutritional Halloween candies, what you can buy for your kids that has the most nutritional value and the least amount of sugar. I don't want to hear that. And don't give my kids that nasty dark chocolate with no sugar in it and trick them. And then they get home and they're spitting it up. Guess who has to clean that up? I do. Okay, because it's a trick. Kids don't know the difference between dark chocolate and regular chocolate. If they see chocolate, they think that is sweet. They think that we can eat it and it's going to be sugary. And then when they get it and realize that it's not, guess what happens? It comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And I wind up having to wipe it up, clean it up, mop it up, however it comes out. Don't do that. Don't do that. Listen, just turn your light off. If you're not going to give out the sugar, turn your light off, take the bowl off the porch, go in the house, close the blinds, and don't allow any children to come to your house looking for sweet treats and snacks. We know if we pass by a house and the light is off and the blinds are closed, we're not going to knock on your door, right? No kid is trick-or-treating. No parent has spent 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks on Halloween costumes to get their kids all dressed up and go out in this Minnesota cold to knock on your door to get a banana. And the stare that comes with the banana, and the semi-lecture that comes with the banana, and the judging that comes with the banana. Just don't participate. This is a sugar holiday, okay? We're expected to get lots of sugar, lots of snacks, lots of bad things. It's okay sometimes to have bad things. This is one of those times where you can, you know, let your guard down and have a little fun. And you know what? Let the parents decide. Because what we do in my house is we get all the candy, and of course we go through it and make sure it's safe, right? And then we ration it out, and we have something we call Candy Monday. So when the kids get home from school, after they do their homework, they have their dinner, they take their bath, before they get on to the next thing, we have Candy Monday, and they get to go into their Halloween buckets for whatever that Sean and I have not eaten. They get to pick what candy they want to eat, and they get one piece of candy until it's all gone, right? And I'm gonna tell you, we're gonna buy all the bananas, we're gonna buy the broccoli, we're gonna buy the carrots, we're gonna get the goldfish, we're gonna get the crackers. They're not coming to your house for that. They're coming to your house for sweet treats. Go ahead and deliver. I know it's against your better judgment. You and I both know what it's gonna do to the teeth. Don't pass out any toothbrushes either. Don't pass out any pencils. We got enough pencils. I'm the parent. I know what kind of toothbrush they need. It's okay. It is okay. Think about it. But don't overthink it. And just get some good candy with some sugar in it for Halloween. All right. We got another hour of the Shaletta Show coming up.